Hello.
Yes.
Hi, may I please speak to Eleanor?
Yes, is she.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call. Happy Tuesday. My name is Richard. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, Eleanor. All your answers are confidential. Can I have a couple minutes of your time so I can conduct this quick survey, ma'am, with you?
Sure.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And thank you very much. Nice talking to you, ma'am. Let me just go ahead and here, yes, okay, will be in English. Okay, now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, at radio, or internet, or television, Eleanor?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Okay, so you are over 21. Okay, okay, now I'm going to go with the first question here. I know you are still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November elections, 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote or probably vote, or 50-50?
Oh, so I currently vote, so yes.
Okay, you will. Okay, allow me just one moment. And what is your race, ma'am?
My what?
Your race.
I choose not to disclose.
Oh, okay, no worries, ma'am. That's confidential, okay? Now, just one moment. And now I'm going to read a list of our different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important are the issues as it is for you to have them focus on? Okay? Now I'm going to read the first one. Reducing crime and gun violence from 0 to 10 on your scale. Is it not important? Someone important, which is 5, and 10 is most important.
10.
Okay. And making housing more affordable?
10.
And fighting racism and discrimination?
10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy? Ten.
11.
Oh, you're saying, okay. Thank you. Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as the white communities?
About the same.
Thank you very much. And now thinking about race relations in America today, you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people, ma'am?
Getting worse.
Thank you very much. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in African American community? You can select up to two. Alcohol, it says your the second will be ecstasy and party drugs, fentanyl, marijuana, cigarettes, heroin, vaping. Which of those three will you?
Mm-hmm. Alcohol.
Okay, and the second one?
Marijuana.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, education, and moving on those who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in African-American communities? Do you strongly agree or you strongly agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to ask you a rate with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me which are very familiar or somewhat familiar or not too familiar with. The first one, hit not burn tobacco products. Is it very familiar to you? Not familiar. Or someone familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
And oral nicotine pouches?
Patches?
Yeah. Pouches. Like pouch?
Pouches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, not familiar.
Not familiar. And e-cigarettes or vapes?
Familiar.
Not familiar. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I would like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone consistently for decades. About 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about one in nine adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives. That's for each. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. And many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for this change? introduction of smoke-free alternative cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, cause of smoking has gone up, or more education and anti-onset tobacco advertising?
The last one.
Okay. And we're almost done on this, okay? I'm going to read two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one would be, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts, two, quit through a traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, which you also ensure adults to smoke, having permission. I'm sorry?
The first one.
The first one, okay. And about you said that the vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes. What do you think about it? Is it much more harmful or much less harmful? Vaping is the cigarettes they use, like it comes, not the real cigarettes, but some.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah. I guess it really depends on the user, but.
On the user, right? You're right about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're almost done on this here, okay? And also, I'm going to read the last here. Now, just one moment. Sometimes over the course of service, people change their minds. It is of you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support and education and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in African-American community. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree on this, ma'am?
I strongly agree.
You strongly agree. Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of this following products, cigarettes? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. So most, okay, let me just, and cigars? No cigars?
Nope.
No. Okay, now, so I'm just going to go ahead and pass this here. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get your category here. It says here once from first grade to 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college, or vocational certificate, college graduate, master's.
Postgraduate.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Mary, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years old or younger living in your household, Elaine?
Nope.
No? Thank you very much. Okay. Then which of the following best describe you as you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Retired.
Retired. Okay. Thank you very much. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Do you identify as a member of, no, I'm just going to pass this one here. Regardless of how you privilege both, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And it's the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. Will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Then I just wanted to say, Eleanor, I just thank you very much for your precious time and valuable time. We're really done with your survey. All your answers are confidential. It has been a pleasure, and you have a great afternoon and enjoy your dinner, ma'am. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Right. It has been a pleasure talking to you, Eleanor. Thank you so much.